Fred Film Radio from Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Carolina Mancini from the 15th edition of Venice Production Bridge of the 83rd Venice International Film Festival. I welcome you to day 4th, September 6th, of the Venice Production Bridge, which is the industry side of the Venice International Film Festival. Today I'm joined by Alessandra Speciale, curator of Final Cut in Venice, kicking off today. Good morning and welcome, Alessandra.
Good morning.
So we have 6 works in progress from Africa and the Middle East. 6 works in progress that, by the way, you can discover more in depth listening to our interviews on Fred here on Fred Film Radio. And so, Alessandra, tell us more about this 14th edition and this year's selection.
Yeah, as you know, our main goal is always to act as a springboard, giving this work in progress their first exposure to the international film industry, but also helping them enter the market. At the same time, we provide concrete support towards the completion of the films. What is often one of the most delicate and challenging stage of filmmaking process, the post-production. We continue to carry out extensive research, scouting in this region. But over the years, of course, the program has become very well known. And we are receiving every year an increasing number of submissions. This year, for instance, we receive 83 work in progress compared to the 78 last year and 52 in 2024.
Quite a lot.
quite a lot, yes. And something new concerning this year, that normally we receive fiction film and documentary film, and we make a mix. Also because it's difficult to find, the very, very interesting and high quality fiction feature films in post-production. But this year, we were surprised by the quality of the narrative project and we receive. And so we decided for the first time in 14 years to devote the entire selection to fiction. Another important first is Ethiopia. For the first time, we have a film coming from Ethiopia, and the other countries represented this year are Algeria, Congo, Jordan, Morocco, and Tunisia.
So when they will be presented and what will happen today and tomorrow?
Today there will be the screening of the work in progress, tomorrow also screening, and the day after tomorrow we will have the meeting of the jury, the one-to-one meeting with the professional attending the festival, and then in the afternoon the prize giving ceremony.
When and where are the screenings happening? There in the Sala Pasinetti, right?
Yes, always in Sala Pasinetti. It will start at 9:30, and there will be, of course, also our supporters presenting. I mean, we have a best film in post-production prize given by the Biennale, and then we have other 15 prizes offered by our supporters, and there are very different forms of prizes. There are some cash prizes, of course, and other provide essential post-production services.
You were saying that the quality of the projects is growing each year. Another proof of this is also the fact that some of the Final Cut projects from last year were selected into important festivals such as Cannes Film Festival, and one has been screened in Venice.
Yes, this year was and is a very important year for Final Cut in Venice. We had two films in Rotterdam, My Semba and the Prophet, two films in Cannes, and a film in Locarno, and finally La Maison du Vin di Auguste Bernard Kouemoyangou in the Horizonte competition in Venice 83. So we are very happy about that.
Okay, thank you, and good luck to all the teams of the projects. So going on with the program of today, there's another important pillar of the Venice Production Bridge kicking off today, which is Meet the Streamers at the presence of VOD and SVOD platforms from Europe and outside Europe, which will be able to propose their services to the participants of the market inside one-to-one meetings. Later on, at the Spazio Incontri, inside the Hotel Excelsior at 1:30, there will be the Ukrainian Day with a co-production forum and the present and the pitches of Ukrainian projects and a panel Ukrainian Day from dialogue to co-production. At 4, there will be a session dedicated to strengthening the collaboration between independent film distributors and producers called New Paths to Audiences. Going out of the Excelsior on the Matchpoint Arena and on the Lazzaretto Island, we will have two different showcases and awards ceremonies. At the Matchpoint Arena in the morning at 10, there will be the premiere event of the 10 finalists of the Reply Film Fest in collaboration with Short. So there will be 10 short films that stands out for innovative use of artificial intelligence, and they will be presented, and one will be awarded by a jury headed by Academy Award winning director Gabriele Salvatores. Instead, on the Lazzaretto Island at 12, there will be the Biennale College Blend presentation and award. So the project of this pilot, new creature of the Biennale College, six works that are blended art, so don't conform to a predefined form, will be showcased, and one will be awarded. Later on the Immersive Island at 2, there will be Greece Protagonist Beyond the Screen. So Greece and the Future of Immersing Storytelling, hosted by Ecomed, Onassis Foundation and Poetics, because Greece together with Switzerland are the countries in focus of this year edition of the VPB. And at 4, Canon will host an event called Created Different, an Immersive Future, which will be followed by a networking reception. So this is all for today, quite an intense program as usual. So we thank you, Alessandra Speciale, for being with us.
Thank you to you, and wait for the trade and gold badge holders today and tomorrow for the screening, morning and afternoon.
And for the complete program of the Venice Production Bridge, you can check on the veniceproductionbridge.org website, and you can continue to follow us on Fred and listen to our interviews with the protagonists of the market. This is Carolina Mancini from the 15th Venice Production Bridge of the 83rd Venice International Film Festival, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.